Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, Jeff, you want to start first with a recap of how our Tams teams did last week?
Did our plucky Tams teams, Tennessee, Arkansas, Mississippi football teams do last week?
So Arkansas State got back in the W column. They picked up a home 38-14 win over South Alabama. That was on Saturday. Arkansas was on the bye. Tennessee scored 14 points in the first quarter against Charlotte. They did not score again, but they, of course, defeated Charlotte 14-3 on Saturday afternoon.
That was not impressive.
It was an ugly day, too. The weather, not good. It was just...
Plus, they were wearing that hideous orange color.
It was not good. And then, of course, they had...
I'm just kidding. Love orange. Love
but that. They also have... They had Kentucky coming up this week.
Right.
Then Memphis, of course, went to East Carolina over in Greenville, North
Carolina.
Struggled
maybe more than they should have. Given up a few too many points, but
they still
did
cover.
Win and did cover.
59-41 over the Pirates. Ole Miss blew a 10-point fourth quarter lead against South Carolina, and that they lost hurt. The Big 12 game of the week in the SEC, 48-44. At South Carolina.
I saw a story yesterday. The headline literally was, "Not too late to fix defense," says Ole Miss defense. And I'm like, no. Yeah, way too late.
Who told you that this was going to be a problem?
You did.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Ole Miss lost. South Carolina.
And then Mississippi State handled its business on Saturday night against Louisiana Tech. They won 45-3. They put up nearly 600 yards of offense. They were pretty dominant.
All right, I like that then. Okay, so who's at the bottom?
So at the bottom, we'll still say with Arkansas State, when you go across, whether it be Vegas Power Rankings, the S&P Plus, the Sagarin Rankings, ESPN's FPI, the Hester poll that used to be used.
They're going to begin to think you have something against them. They get a W. Other teams are losing.
Yes.
They're going to begin to think. The Red Wolves
are beginning. You've seen South Alabama play this year?
They're going to begin to think.
You've seen South Alabama play this year? Because I have. I saw them on a Fun Belt like Tuesday night. And they have a quarterback that I swear to God, there's no way he was good in high school.
Wait, who did Memphis play South Alabama?
Oh, that's right, they did. They
and
played.
They struggled with him.
First half, kind of.
A little.
Yeah, they're not good.
I wonder if Arkansas State beat him more persuasively than Memphis. That's fine. Arkansas State's at the bottom.
Yes.
We understand you don't like Red Wolves.
Exactly. That's. I'm not here to make friends. Number six will be Arkansas. Arkansas, if you go through almost every power ranking, they are significantly behind the next four teams. And then the next four teams, there's not a great deal that separates them from the top and the bottom. There would be no one favored by more than 3 points.
Over anyone else.
Over
so
anyone
number
else.
Number one will be Mississippi State. The question is 2, 3, 4, and 5. What was our order last week?
So our order last week was... Ole Miss was at 2, Tennessee was at 3, Vanderbilt was at 4, Memphis was at 5.
Okay.
So now the question becomes, what do we do? Number 5 will still stay Memphis. It's still at the end of the day. We're still discussing resumes, and their resume is significantly, it lacks a quality win. So we're going to keep them at 5. Vanderbilt's at 4. Now, the big question is, what on earth do we do between Ole Miss and Tennessee? Because Ole Miss's offense is incredibly impressive, and their defense could not stop junior college teams.
Who would you take if they played at the Liberty Bowl tomorrow?
I'd take Ole Miss tomorrow just because I think they could outscore them.
So we're keeping the exact same rankings?
Keeping the exact same
Mississippi
rankings.
Mississippi State 1, Ole Miss 2, Tennessee 3, Vandy 4, Memphis 5. Arkansas 6 and Arkansas State 7. That is your TAMS rankings for the week. Okay, so moving to the other rankings, which were released last night. The college football playoff rankings were released last night. And I think, as expected, The rankings were Alabama 1.
Yep.
Clemson 2.
Indeed.
Notre Dame 3.
Yep.
And Michigan 4.
Yes. I don't think there's a great deal of suspense there.
There's no suspense there. There's no argument there. Is there any argument there?
I have zero argument.
Okay. Now, there has been since the playoffs began, there's only been two undefeated teams that have even reached the playoffs, I believe.
Correct. I believe it was Oregon and Florida State.
So,
in 20.
And now we have three undefeated teams. How many of those teams, Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, are still undefeated? How many of those teams will remain undefeated?
I think all three will.
What?
Yes.
We'll have more undefeated teams this year than we've had in the cumulative playoffs previously.
Yes, because I believe it's a twofold issue. Number one, Alabama is clearly head and shoulders above anyone else in the SEC.
Yep.
They have the most explosive
Clemson
offense.
Clemson is head and shoulders above anyone.
More importantly, relatively, like when you look at the ACC this year, Florida State was incredibly down.
ACC's
like
down.
Some of these
way
teams
down.
That normally would
it's
have.
One reason why NC State shouldn't be ranked where they're ranked, honestly. But is because the ACC.
And then if you look
stinks.
At it with Notre Dame, Notre Dame's. Yes, it's conceivable they could lose to USC, but man, I think I've watched USC play six times this year, and I have yet to be impressed with them.
They all end up undefeated.
I mean, they're going to be favored in every single one of those games, and
okay,
they've kind of been taking care of business.
Is Michigan going to take care of business?
Gosh, like you and I have talked about this. The only argument for Michigan losing to Ohio State right now is an emotional argument. Everything from an eye test, everything from Football Metrics says that they're a better team right now than Ohio State. And you look at the Big Ten West, it's so bad. That's really what it comes down to. It comes down to the Ohio State game, and I'll say that they're better.
Michigan. Okay. If they lose, it becomes interesting.
Absolutely.
So Georgia's 5, but if Alabama beats Georgia, we got no problems. If Georgia beats Alabama, we got no problems because then Alabama and Georgia are both in, right?
Correct.
If Michigan loses. Or Notre Dame happens to lose. Don't you believe
that? That's
where
I think it gets really interesting. I think that it will be the case, but that's where it gets really interesting because what if you have Oklahoma sitting there at 13-1 and Oklahoma would be 12-1 and then Oklahoma will have won they would have gone 9-1 in conference play.
You think they'd get in over Alabama? Is that what you're saying? If Alabama loses to Georgia. Alabama's not losing to Georgia, so we can put that aside.
Correct.
Okay. Now, the travesty is LSU. What in the world? What they say is that they begin every week with a blank piece of paper,
mm-hmm.
and they decide what to do with a team.
Correct.
If that is true, there is no circumstance under which LSU, after getting spanked by Alabama 29-0, and having two losses, should be ranked ahead of West Virginia, Washington State. I don't even think Ohio State, as unimpressive as they have looked, and I'm not even sure UCF. Like, what has LSU? No, LSU does not deserve to be. They just got crushed. They do not. And they got two losses. They do not deserve to be number 7. Certainly not ahead of Washington State or West Virginia.
Remember what you and I talked about last week when I said look at the rest of the rankings to kind of see how they're going to set up to justify what they want to justify?
Right.
Look at starting at number 24. You've got Auburn there. So LSU went to Auburn. They beat them there. Then you look at Mississippi State. They beat them. Their close loss this year was at Florida, a game in which they had the lead. They lose that game. And so you look at what they've done throughout, and then, of course, you have Georgia at number 5. They use the rankings to kind of justify
what they want.
Exactly.
Here's the problem. LSU loses by 4 scores, and they drop 3 spots.
Correct.
Kentucky loses by 3 scores, and they drop 2 spots. Florida is blown out by an unranked team, and they drop 4 spots.
See, that's the problem that you and I have talked about also. They kind of, to borrow a wrestling term, they book themselves into a corner. Because Mississippi State has looked impressive, but Florida beat Mississippi State. So then they start doing the head-to-head, and it was on the road. And, well, we can't put them behind so-and-so. Like, it's so week-to-week. You see what I'm saying?
Yes. It's insanity. That's insanity. Another one, Syracuse. They've done nothing. The best thing they've done is nearly beat Clemson.
With Trevor Lawrence out for a significant portion of the game.
Syracuse should not be where they're ranked. They've done nothing. They've beaten Wagner and Western Michigan and UConn, and they've done nothing. If people talk about UCF doing nothing, Syracuse has done nothing.
I think they're there for a reason, though. Syracuse.
You think they're there?
They play Notre Dame next week.
NC State also, I think, is overranked.
Yep. Also there to bolster Clemson.
Got smashed by Clemson 41-7, and they beat, like, James Madison and Georgia State and Marshall and et cetera. So I'm not sure it's the level of machinations that you talk about, that they're literally boosting teams so other teams' wins look better, et cetera. But I fundamentally do believe that there is a enormous bias in favor. And I think the SEC is awesome. I think it is. But when a team like LSU gets crushed like that and it's their second loss, they shouldn't be ahead of Washington State or West Virginia.
Yeah, I think I wouldn't even go that far. I think Alabama's awesome. And then I think the SEC top to bottom, I think there are about, after Alabama, I think Georgia is a little bit better than, I think they've separated themselves, but they did show they can go on the road and lose a tough game. But other than that, I think there's about 7 to 8 teams that are all roughly about the same. And on a certain day, on a particular day, one can beat the other. And I think that's, to me, what has been so obvious about college football this week is how few teams look the same week to week. I don't even mean like, for instance, a perfect example is Duke. You watch Duke play each and every week. They're not like extremely talented, but when you watch Duke play week two, they don't look that much different when they play week three. And then you see some of these, like you see Florida last week, that you can watch them at home against LSU on a big day look like a really good football team, and then you watch them at home against Missouri, a team they should have, a team they're favored by a full touchdown, and they look like they didn't even belong like on the exact same field.
Yeah, there's no consistency.
No, I mean, that's kind of one of the biggest issues with college football. Right. And that's the same thing. Like, that's part of what made Alabama so great for so long, considering they didn't never really had a dynamic playmaker at quarterback, was week to week they were the same team.
Well, I don't know. I found last night to be just a little bit bewildering.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.